Trapped Down is a dark multimedia piece. It takes you into a parallel universe of age-old conflict, mythologies and strange catastrophes. It's devised by groundbreaking Belgian choreographer and director Wim van de Kabus, and it's on for one night only at the Dome. Earlier, I popped down to Pavilion Gardens to meet choreographer Germain Charrier to find out what lies at Trapped Down's heart of darkness.
Our losses are equal. But even if one side has had to suffer more than the other, so what? Death is on her way.
Trapped Town looks like an epic show. It's one night only. I'm looking forward to it tonight. It's got dance, it's got text, it's got film, it's got a set designed by an architect, a really powerful soundtrack. Set the scene for me for what we can expect tonight.
Well, it's a performance which combines different medias, no? It combines film with dance, also with theatre, it's a lot of text. So it's like a dialogue and a mix, a dialogue, a relation between all these different medias. Yeah, I think it's very interesting to see how these different languages, they speak to each other, and all together they are there to serve the story.
So from a production point of view, that's an incredibly complex mix.
But the company is used, Wim is very is used to mix languages. So he's in many shows, there were films, dance and theatre, they are always mixed. Most of the shows, there's a lot of text. But the idea to mix with film, it has been there since many years.
So Trapped Down explores ancient mythology, age-old conflict. And while it's set in a parallel universe, it sounds like there are messages for our own lives and our own world today.
Yes, of course. This is a strategy to approach mythology and to approach all the stories. Mythology, in this case, we kind of invent a mythology to speak about today, in fact. Because we speak about the Trapped Town, it speaks about the universal themes, universal matters, okay? And then instead of going to existing mythology or story, I mean, we decide to work with a writer to write the text, so we invent a myth somehow, to speak about today, of course.
It looks like a very intense experience for the performers.
Yeah, always very demanding physically and psychologically. But it gives you a lot. You give a lot, but also you get a lot in return as a performer, especially in the creation. After the tour, some shows are more heavy than others, they are more easy or more complicated. Every show has its particularity, but when you make the show in the creation process, it's always a very demanding and very exhausting moment. A lot of hours and a lot of effort and a lot of emotions. So not just physically, also psychologically. Especially, yes.
Trapped Town plays around with gender and it asks questions about race and otherness. Do you want the audience to go away and start discussing some of these questions it raises?
The show has to work as a kind of starting point. I think the show happens not on the stage, but happens in the bodies of the audience, in the hearts and the heads of the audience. So everybody will confront what they see, the music, the images, the text, the dance, the whatever they see, they will confront with their opinions, with their ideas, with their fears, with their dreams, with with a lot of things. So then everybody will kind of make his own version, and he has an opinion, no? And what is important is like it works as kind of provocation, that they make them think about today, about what the world we are living on. So. And I think that's, if this happens, I think we did what we wanted to do, in fact, so to make this provocation.
So one night only at the Brighton Festival. Welcome to Brighton. You're flying through. Why only one night?
Well, I don't know. We would love to play more days and, of course, in other places in England. But for the moment, as far as I know, this is the only date here in England. I hope maybe after this performance, the other possibilities will come up. I hope so. Would be lovely.
This is my time. All time is irredeemable. I am time.
That
That sounds like it's going to be really dark. That's Herman Harrier talking about Trap Town. That's on tonight, Tuesday, at the Dome, 7:30. Tickets will be available on the door. We are going to go and see it, so we'll be talking about that tomorrow night. But hopefully you will go and see it as well, inspired by Herman there, to find out more about how you take it into your body and your heart and start the conversation.
Come along and be provoked.
It sounds like it's such a great mix. I've been looking at the videos.
Yeah.
Videos of it and the filming and everything and the drama. It looks phenomenal.
Yeah, if you're hesitating, do take a look at the brightonfestival.org site, and there are some great videos that kind of capture a sense of what probably you'll get to see on the stage at the Dome tonight, Tuesday. And it was interesting because there was one interview with one of the dancers saying that working with the choreographer, Van der Kuybus, he sort of says things like, move your arm like that to show misery. And then, you know, she says, you just somehow you do it. And it's amazing how he gets the sort of physical movements of dancers. So, the fact that it's the spoken word dance, an architect's film. Been brought in to make the set.
It's amazing. It looks great. Anyway, so one night only, the Dome. Tonight, Trap Town, 7:30. Tickets available on the door, or you can book them now online at brightonfestival.org.